are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
The Bible gives us several perspectives on the birth of Jesus. You heard the reading from Luke already, the one with the shepherds and the angels, the good news of great joy for all the people, the song of peace and goodwill for all the earth. That's probably the best known biblical Christmas narrative, but the Gospel of John provides sort of a story of the birth of Jesus in a little bit more poetic and even theological, cosmological kind of way. The reading from John even evokes the beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis, creation story, and the gift of light. Listen for God's word from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Thanks be to God for the words of Scripture. The good news of Christmas that we celebrate tonight is that Jesus was born. Jesus, who came proclaiming this new realm, this new reality, this new kingdom, new way of living, new way of being. He teaches about love and forgiveness, and he offers his life in love and forgiveness. He reaches out to the lost and the least and the last, the forgotten people of the world, reminding us that we are all beloved children of God. He reminds us of God's steadfast love, the love that will not let us go, giving us second chances and offering us fresh starts day after day. And he's the one who calls those first disciples and people just like us to turn around, to change direction, to get back on track, and to discover a life of meaning and purpose and intention. In much simpler words, as the hymn says, light and life to all he brings. Jesus came to bring light and life to all of us. We live in a time with too much sadness, too much death, too much darkness in our world. A lot of crazy things going on right now, especially COVID. I'm glad we're being careful and cautious. Thank you for all of you who are worshiping at home. Thank you for all of you who are here being careful. We want to be cautious about being contagious with COVID. While we're doing that, tonight, I want to invite you to think about being contagious in a good way, in a different way, being contagious with God's light and God's love, and letting the light shine. Last year, outside of Baltimore, there was a family that learned about a neighbor across the street who was having a hard time economically, hard time with work, grieving the loss of a loved one. The pandemic was in full swing, so everybody was isolated from one another. So the neighbor brought some cookies, a tin of cookies across the street, and then they did something really interesting. They ran a string of lights across the street using the utility lines as a way of reaching out to the people across the street with these lights to remind the neighbor across the street that you are not alone, that we're in this together. Other neighbors saw the lights and they wanted to do the same. So one woman shared in the Washington Post article where I read about this, one woman said, I said to my neighbor, let's do it too. Before we knew it, we were cleaning out Home Depot of all the lights. So they started running lights across the street and all over the neighborhood, hopefully being careful and cautious with those utility lines. There was another family on the street who, according to the article, was thinking about moving to a bigger house because they wanted to upgrade. But after all the lights and all the sense of warmth and love in the neighborhood, they decided this is where we need to stay. This is a neighborhood that's filled with light and love. And that family, after they made that decision, according to the article, they got a bunch of wire hangers out, spent all night bending them around, wrapping the lights around them so they could send the message, "Love lives here," front and center on the street. And this year, as you can see, the street is full of light and love and life. It's almost like it's contagious. One simple act led to another. And now the light is shining in the darkness in this Baltimore neighborhood. My hope for all of us, wherever we are, on this Christmas Eve, is that we will recognize the light that shines in the darkness in the birth of Jesus Christ, that we'll recognize the love that God has for all people, even us, and that we'll recognize the life that we've been blessed to live, that we've been given it to live with purpose and intention. My hope is that we'll recognize all those things that are for us are also things that we're meant to share with the world around us. Just like a little light shining in the darkness. Let us pray. Holy God, thank you for the birth of Jesus, the one who came as the light in the darkness, the light of the world. Help us to welcome that light in the dark places in our lives and in our world. Help us to share the light with neighbors, with our words, with our deeds, with our choices, with our very lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.